My dear faithful, at this Lent, beginning tonight, we'll be adding a talk to our Friday devotions. These sermons will each take us through the 14 stations of the cross, drawing out what our Savior suffered in each and urging us to make a return of love to our God. Tonight, we will contemplate the first three stations, the condemnation of our Lord to death, our Savior accepting his cross, and his first fall under that weight. Before the first station begins, though, we must recall that our Lord has already shed his most precious blood a number of times. First, the agony in the garden, then the abuse heaped upon him by the Sanhedrin soldiers, which tradition tells us continued all throughout Holy Thursday night. Finally, dawn arrived and our Lord was led to Pilate for a public trial. Pilate saw the rage in the hearts of the leaders of the Jews, and he commanded his soldiers to do their worst, to just barely leave Jesus alive. Scourges rent his flesh, thorns pierced his skull, all to prepare the King of the Kings to appear before his people. Only then, after so much torture, do we find ourselves at just the first station. Our Lord's own people, the Jews, led by the leaders of his own religion, Judaism, called for his death by the traitor's execution, crucifixion. Pilate gave way to this rage, washing his hands of our Lord, condemning Christ to death. But, my dear faithful, as St. Alphonsus bids us pray in his stations, my adorable Jesus, it was not Pilate. No, it was my sins that condemned thee to die. Ours were the hands that struck his adorable face, that wielded the scourges upon his body, the spears that forced the thorns upon his head. The cries for our Savior to be crucified, those were our voices, along with all the sinners of mankind, clamoring for our God, already so maltreated, to be murdered. And yet, the meek and humble Sacred Heart, filled with infinite power, bears up under our abuse. Exhausted as he is, Christ steadfastly walks from Pilate's throne. The Roman soldiers bring him the cross, which scripture scholars estimate at about 15 feet high and 8 feet across. Already burdened by so much pain, nevertheless, our Lord reaches for this cross with arms wide open and embraces it to his chest. This will be the instrument of his death, which already strikes against the thorns plating the Savior's skull and tears open the wounds from the scourges on his body. And yet, Jesus holds this cross as if it is a treasure. In his most sacred heart resounds his supreme goals, the glory of his eternal Father, and the salvation of souls. The cross, as the instrument of his death, will earn the greatest glory to God and the redemption of all mankind. While so laborious, Jesus gladly places his shoulder under this new burden, and at the sound of the soldier's call, he takes his first step forward for his Father and for souls, for glory and salvation, for you and for me. However, he does not hide it from the pain or weakness. He who has healed so many works no miracles to make himself stronger. Our Lord endures this weight in full, even as his tortured body is already so exhausted. Slowly, painfully, our divine Savior makes his way to Calvary until his body cannot endure anymore and needs just a little respite. And so the God-man stumbles and falls to the ground for the first time. The cross that he had just embraced so lovingly now crushes Christ, striking his head, burying the thorns even deeper, and opening anew the wounds across his body. Our beloved Jesus, what he suffered in this journey. But as St. Alphonsus again bids us pray, it is not the weight of the cross, but of my sins, which have made him suffer so much pain. All this agony, every bruise, every cut, every insult, every blasphemy, our sins are the cause. We know this, my dear faithful. We know the terrible price that our Lord paid, even in just these first three stations of the cross. As we contemplate the Passion, the only proper response is contrition for our sins, united with a desire to do better and make a return of love to our Savior. Thus, St. Alphonsus adds the prayer at each and every station, I love thee, Jesus, my love. I repent of having offended thee. Then we beseech the Sacred Heart for the gift of perseverance. Never permit me to separate myself from thee again. Grant that I may love thee always. We know by our faith that sin alone separates us from God. If we love this God, we must avoid wounding him by our offenses, for each sin adds to the burden of that cross. It is impossible. No one can comprehend the full weight of the sins of all mankind. But the Sacred Heart, so meekly, so humbly, so lovingly, embraced that cross for our salvation. And now, my dear faithful, is our turn. Be determined in your life, especially this Lent, to make a difference in your life. Pick up your cross. Be resolved not to wound our Lord anymore. Love our God, who has done so much to love you. To spur you on, I would encourage you throughout this upcoming week to remember the image of our Lord as he embraced his cross. See the thorns, the bruises, the scourge wounds. Look at the blood pouring down his face, his robes red from it, the exhaustion that marks his every movement. And despite it all, he reaches out to endure even more. And then, in this short picture, he turns to you, probably one of his eyes closed from the bruises and his most precious blood caked upon it. But nevertheless, his eyes turn to you, and you know, without a word, he does this for you. Let this sight encourage you to embrace your own cross and make a return of love to our poor, suffering Savior. In this way, what a joy, even amidst his passion, what a joy you will be to the most sacred heart. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.